a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seen the sky so blue, the birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey. It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chaleos, Anton Bettis, taking your calls and questions, 801-575-8255 to call us, to text us. 57500 is the number. Wanted to begin the morning talking about how to care for those gorgeous poinsettias when you take them away from the grocery stores or the nurseries this time of year. And, Ton, first of all, what is the biggest thing that people do wrong with poinsettias?
They put them near cold, drafty doors and near heat registers. That's one. And then the other one is they leave them in the little decorative sleeve that covers the pot and water them. And between those two things, that's usually why they go down pretty early.
Yeah. I mean, you want to keep them, you want to buy them early before Thanksgiving, and then you want them to last all the way through the season at least.
You do. And you can, with some proper care, you can actually grow poinsettias as a houseplant. Now, they take some work because you've got to cut them down so that they re-leaf and can stay a little more compact. But they can be, with just a little bit of reading, a permanent houseplant.
Now, when in your video, do you also talk about that?
No.
Okay, let's talk about that because I want people to go and check out your video. You put a lot of work into that, and I want them to go see and get all the tips on the video. But I know one year someone gave me a poinsettia tree, and I can't remember exactly what the reason for that was. But I did keep that alive as a beautiful houseplant for many years. I didn't ever get it to rebloom, though, and the leaves did all turn green.
Yes, and they will do that unless they are exposed to darkness. So about 12 weeks before Christmas, so I have to use my addled brain to figure out when that is. So November, October, so sometime in September, you need to move the poinsettia to a room to where the lights never get turned on at night.
Oh, that's so tough,
and
right?
From,
put it in the basement.
Yes, in the basement, or people will actually clean out a closet and put the poinsettia inside of a closet every night and then pull it out in the morning. You have to be very careful with that, but that's the other method. And so it needs to be exposed to 12 to 14 hours of darkness a night. And I would go more with that 14, maybe even 16, and it needs bright light during the day. But what that will do is mimic where it's native to Mexico, even though it stays warm, they do get those day length changes, and the day length change is what causes it to turn those flowers or grow the bracts, the red bracts with the little yellow flowers in the middle of them.
So you need to start that in September, and it only needs that darkness. You just can't leave it in the basement. You have to bring it out every day.
No, and that's why if you have a room that you know the lights aren't going to be turned on, then just put it near a window and turn it once a week and make sure it's watered. And that will do it. But if someone goes down there and turns on the light, you start that process over.
Mm-hmm. And so watering, what, once a week on those, once you do get them to survive?
Usually
past
in
Christmas?
The winter, yes. So when you just keep it going through, you just keep it in a bright window. And what you will do is sometime in June, you would go ahead and cut it back. And there's different ways you can do that. And I don't want to get into all the little pruning styles. You can go to YouTube or maybe even talk to a grower at a local garden center. Mm-hmm. But when you cut those back, you let them releaf. And that's what keeps them compact and really bushy, because poinsettias in the wild want to be 10 to 12 feet tall. And they have more of this kind of long, lanky look to them, where it's not really like bamboo, but they have those long, long stems like a bamboo plant would. And it's trimming them back in June and letting them regrow is what actually keeps them really nice and bushy.
Okay. Well, if I can keep one alive and looking really great by June, we'll talk about that more then, and maybe actually show people how to do that.
That sounds good.
All right. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Again, we are talking about poinsettia care this morning, and Ton has put together a video that we have put on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. And so check that out and see the things that you shouldn't do and the things that you should do to make sure that your poinsettia lasts all the way through the season. Ton, anything else you want to tell us about your video to prompt us to go watch it?
Well, it just explains very quickly on how to water and how to transport. And so what you would do, and you buy these, they're oftentimes in a long plastic clear cellophane sleeve. And that's to protect it as you drive home. The leaves are touchy and will get, you know, that white milky sap that comes out of them if they get damaged. And then they're really cold sensitive. And so that plastic cellophane sleeve will help you get that home in good shape. But once you get it home, that tall cellophane sleeve needs to come off. And what you're going to do is just pull it from the bottom. I'll kind of show how to do that. And then I showed how to water these. And basically, you need to check the water. But what I like to do is use house temperature water or lukewarm water and slowly water the plant. Maybe put a cup or two in, let it sit for 30 seconds, do it again so that soil soaks up thoroughly. And then once you know you have it and you can see water coming out of the bottom of the pot, let it sit for a half hour to 45 minutes. And if you want to put it in that little green or red deco sleeve that goes around the pot after you've let it drain off, that's fine. But if you water it with that deco sleeve on, you'll kill it within about a week to 2 weeks.
Which is not good. You want it to last through the season. So again, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to keep it, I would actually, especially after Christmas, get it out of that little plastic cellophane, the decorative sleeve.
Okay, that'll help it survive. Put it in a nice pot after that, right? And you can see more on Ton's video at kslnewsradio.com/greenhouse or on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. We're going to take a break and come back with your calls and questions. That number to call again, 801-575-8255, or you can text us at 57500. Ton, were you going to say something else?
No, apologies.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, and thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Anton taking your questions this morning, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Ton, the next listener in line wants to know, they say they have a Hubbard squash, and it never seems to ripen soon enough. They started it early, and they harvested it late, but it still seems watery. Any tips for them?
Well, most winter squash take around 100 days to go from seed to mature fruit. And that's a little bit, you know, arbitrary because the weather can impact things. But what I'd recommend doing is there are a few short season winter squashes out there. They would probably have to find them online. They could look at maybe Lakota, Gold Nugget, or Victory. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are like 85 to 90, so they're a little bit shorter season. But what they're probably going to need to do is start the seed 2 to 3 weeks before they would plant them outside. So you would start those sometime in mid-April, depending on where they live. And if you're in a colder mountain valley, then maybe sometime around late April so that you can get them growing. Then what I would also do is get some inexpensive construction-grade black plastic, and I would make a tall furrow and cover that furrow in the plastic and then put dirt on the side so that it stays down. You'll have to probably put some drip hose underneath it. And then plant those squash in the black plastic, and earlier in the season, it'll heat up enough that the squash will get going a little bit faster mm-hmm. than they normally would.
They don't need the light?
No, they're not under the black plastic. You're putting holes in the plastic.
Oh, okay.
And planting through it.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like what?
Welcome to the KSL Greenhouse Show with your local gardening dunce, Ton Bettis.
No. You probably said that, but that's the impression I was left with. I was like, what?
No, so you would grow that, and then later in the season, when it starts to cool down in late September, mid-September, just when we start getting below 80, I might look at getting some floating row cover, which you could just drape over the tops of the plants so it heats it up 5 or 6 or even up to 10 degrees and leave that row cover on through September into October. And those, between the row cover, and you could also build some frames and put row cover over them mm-hmm. in the spring, but the sacrifice you're making to get these ripe Hubbard squashes is that you're probably going to be spending an extra $15 to $30 on stuff to extend the garden season out a bit.
But you could use it year after year.
You could. And the row covers will last for 3 or 4 or 5 years if you hold on to them. If you got some small hoops you can find on Amazon to drape it over, you know, those will last for a long time. And so it's more the initial investment.
All right. Let's take a call from Brett in Sandy. Good morning, Brett. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I've had an interesting tomato year. I bought 3 different varieties. I bought Celebrity, Better Boy, and Early Girl. Early Girl was late, and all of my tomatoes, I feel like the guy in secondhand lines where they bought the seeds from the traveling seed salesman.
Oh, no.
Anyway, they were the tomatoes were about cherry size to about double that, and never got any bigger. They had a very good taste, but they had a very thick skin on them. What do you think happened?
Got too hot.
It got too hot?
Yeah, when that happens to multiple varieties, it's usually something in the environment. And it's just last year, we just always have something with tomatoes. And one thing you could maybe look at, do you start your own tomatoes or do you just purchase them?
No, I bought them from IFA.
Okay, if you started your own tomatoes, there is a series from Johnny's that is, the letters are BHN, like B as in boy, H as in Harry, and N as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one in there called BHN 1021. And mm-hmm. that one is a tomato that was developed for more of a tropical climate or warm southeastern growers. I've grown it here a number of years, and it tastes and looks like Celebrity, but it doesn't crack, and it just seems to be a bit more heat-tolerant.
Hmm. Okay. I had one other question, if I could.
Go ahead.
I've seen some plants, or they're actually kind of a like a small tree, but they have flowers on them about the size of a hollyhock. Some of them are lavender, some of them are white with pink accents. Do you know what those might be?
Probably Rose of Sharon tree.
They're Rose of Sharon.
Yeah, they've been developed and pruned and trained. A lot of times those will go a little bit skiwampus because the trunks aren't strong enough to support the top. And so you will want to probably for, you know, I'm always torn on this, but for a year at least need to leave it staked and then really use good pruning techniques on the canopy until the trunk gets big enough to support the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where can you buy those?
Any garden center and oftentimes
any garden
even Walmart.
Center.
Yeah. So you okay. are in what city?
Sandy. Sandy.
So Western Gardens or Mill Creek, if you wanted local, J&J up north or Olson's or the Linden Nursery South. Any of those places, especially in late April, May, June, would have them.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your call today. Let's take our next caller. Hopefully I can squeeze one more in before the bottom of the hour news. Let's go to Jeff in Bountiful. Good morning, Jeff. How can we help you?
Morning. I purchased and repotted some baby blue spruce trees, and I'd like to overwinter them outside and then plant them in the spring. How's best to do that?
Overwinter them in your garage or a shed. In those pots, if the roots freeze, they oftentimes won't make it. If you needed to overwinter them outside, what you would do is dig a trench as deep as the pots and bury those up to the lip in soil and then cover them with a couple inches of bark mulch.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your call this morning. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We'll be back following the news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.